This is again Dr. Taclano. The next patient is Martina, M-A-R-T-I-N-A, Johnson. Please address this to Dr. Alan Dory, Doctor of Chiropractor. Hey, Dr. Dory, thank you. The address will be 1633 Solway, North Westland, Michigan, period. Hey, Dr. Dory, thank you very much for allowing me to speak to the care of your patient, Mrs. Martina, who I've seen, Mrs. Johnson, I should say, who I've seen today for a follow-up visit. Mrs. Johnson was seen last by me in July the 6th, 2012, when I saw her last year. Since then, the patient has not been coming because of some scheduling conflicts, period. The patient tells me that she's still having major problems. She's having a lot of headaches almost on a daily basis, neck and shoulder pain on the right side, also knee pain, and pain in her lower extremities, which radiates to down to the right lower extremities, with numbness, tingling sensation, and burning, stabbing sensation. There's a lot of crepitation and clicking of the right knee to period. She is still feels somewhat depressed to a period. She's not sleeping well, period. She also very antsy and irritable, period. Physical examination today, we've got the patient alerted and she is afebrile, vital signs are still medically stable. HAP examination is quite remarkable. The pupils are reactive to light recommendations, extra muscles are intact. The lung is clipped, auscultation are also impaired, within the abdomen, the soft bowel sounds are present, all four quarters. Genital examination is deferred, examination is deferred. The patient has significant tenderness and papillae in the shoulder musculature on the right side, and also the rhomboid muscle on the right side, period. She also has significant pain and papillae in the cervical plasmar muscles and the subocipital musculature, period. There's significant tenderness with palpation of the subocipital muscles and the cervical plasmar muscles, period. Her gait is normal, period. There is some crepitation and clicking of her right knee, period. There is no weakness, period. Straight leg is when 90, period. The sectors was 90, period. Assessment is, number one, status post-mortem vehicle accident. Number two is post-mortem post-concussion syndrome. Could not be ruled out since the patient is complaining of having headache on a regular basis, also not sleeping well, and also having irritability and poor sleep, period. The patient may also have suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, too, period. That's number four. Number five, the patient is having knee pain, possibilities of lumbar radiculopathy referring to the knee and to the legs cannot be ruled out, period, and also neck pain, period. My recommendation is the patient should be involved with appropriate physical therapy. I told her to get back to physical therapy at least twice a week. Number two, she should... the medication that's prescribed for her will be Ultra, one of the estimated bases, and also Topamax, one twice a day for headache numbers, and Motrin twice a day, period. I've expected the patient to take her medication properly, period. The patient may benefit from Botox injection for her headache if these medications are not working for her, period. Further, three-point injection in the shoulders and the trapezius muscles also might be very beneficial, period. The patient will be resuming physical therapy or massage program. I'll see the patient in 4 weeks' consultation. Thank you very much.